The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Encore show of the Insane Asylum. Okay, so the five people that hear it in Northern Michigan on Q100 on the coveted midnight to 2 a.m. Sunday morning shift, they're going to be like, oh, wait a minute, this is an old show. Yeah, right. Anyway, it is fantastic to be able to play rock radio DJ, and I make it available on my Patreon, ad-free, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Of course, the Insane Asylum is a two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. I enjoy doing it, and I make it available for you in a kind of a rare way to do things. Just kind of like put it out before it actually happens with no commercial interruption. So here you go, my free view of the Insane Asylum.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, man!
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
And we meet again. This is... Insane Asylum edition number 86. But who's counting, right? Gather around, assume the position, get ready because we have two amazing hours of awesome Insane Asylum music curated by the best minds in the world. That's an exaggeration. JJ Gray and Mofro on fire. Insane Asylum on Q100.
She's on fire. $1,000 and set fire to it. $1,000 car ain't worth a dime. You lose your $1,000 every time. Well, why did I ever buy a $1,000 car? $1,000 car's gonna let you down more than it's ever gonna get you around. Replace your gaskets and paint over your rust, you still end up with something that you'll never trust. $1,000 car's life was through about 50,000 miles before it got to you. Oh, why did I ever buy a $1,000 car? A $1,000 car ain't even gonna roll till you throw at least another $1,000 in the hole. Sink your money in it, and there you are, the owner of a $2,000 car. $1,000, you ought to just buy a good guitar. Learn how to play it, it'll take you farther than any old $1,000 car. If a $1,000 car was truly worth a damn, then why would anybody ever spend $10,000? Oh, why did I ever buy
It's the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll at 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3. That's a song called $1,000 Car by the Bottle Rockets. Love that. Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter ahead of that. And the Insane Asylum began with J.J. Gray and Mofro's On Fire, one of my favorites. Okay, the show today is I had some help in curating this music. My pal Aram in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, my Indian Armenian brother, he helped out. But man, the list he featured, it had like, that song by J.J. Gray was one of his. He suggested the Filter song. And then he's like throwing Leonard Cohen at me. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. okay, let's not get out of hand here, man. So I appreciate the help. Also help from Bob and Kenny, also in Nashville, Tennessee, with help on some of the curation. And then, of course, you have amazing Adam the Odd in Houghton Lake, Michigan. We're going to feature Adam's oddity next, okay? And he suggested a song called Into the Night, which I remember growing up. I used to raid my brother's vinyl record collection, and one of the ones I pulled out of the cabinet was Sweet Desolation Boulevard. So we will bust out that. That is Adam's oddity for this week. We'll get to that in just a bit. And if you ever have suggestions on the Insane Asylum, send me a bunch of songs, okay? They might be featured on the show. You get your name mentioned on the radio for your suggestions. Eric at ericzaneshow.com to be heard, possibly on a future edition of the Insane Asylum. Adam's Oddity is next. It's the Insane Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He was a hit back in the day on a show called Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Hey, hot voice, quit sounding like you're disgusted.
It's so hard to live in the past.
Shut up.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Was a king. crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. Thank you.
It's the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll at 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3, and worldwide at Q100-FM.com. Alice in Chains. Don't follow the name of that one. Lane Staley, legend, unbelievable, incredible voice, amazing talent, could not shake the demons. If you were to ever read on the final years, read up on the final years of Lane Staley, it's one of the saddest damn things you can possibly find. My gosh, this poor man, a tortured soul. Rest in peace, Lane Staley. More coming up on the Insane Asylum. We'll go back, way back, to 1974. The last appearance on stage from John Lennon. He hung out with a pal by the name of Elton John. These two legends just cutting it up on stage in Madison Square Garden live. They did a number of songs, but we will feature I Saw Her Standing There to kick off the next segment of the Insane Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
That is it, my free view of the Insane Asylum. If you want the full show, part of the weekly uploads that I put onto my Patreon, 11 bonus shows per week, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Ad-free. Thank you so much for the support. If not, that's cool too. I'm just glad you enjoyed this, listening to the free view of the Insane Asylum. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.